grow in any business, you need to have culture carriers similar to what Roland talked about, who can go from your primary site into the new site and start to implement that culture, start to at least drive it in the direction that you have established in your primary site.
I'm Andy Jones, and welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, where it is my mission to help simplify leadership in hospitality. Join me as I explore insights and concepts to help you excel in the fast-paced world of hospitality leadership, from the latest industry trends to the best practices for managing teams, driving growth, and making life much easier for you. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is a must-listen for anyone looking to take their hospitality leadership skills to the next level, whether new to the leadership or seasoned pro. We break things down into simple, step-by-step strategies that are actionable and help you lead your people and business with purpose. We help hospitality leaders like you balance the demands of their guests, their staff, and their bottom line. Listen in as industry experts and successful leaders uncover their knowledge, experience, and strategies they have used for success and gain insights to lead with excellence in the hospitality industry. Let's get started.
So hello and welcome to this follow-up episode, which really is all about how we can take a concept or an idea from our guest on the previous episode and expand on it a little bit and identify where there's opportunities for us as leaders in the hospitality industry. Now, following up from my conversation with Roland Horn, they spoke about having culture carriers when it came to expanding internationally and also nationally as well, and taking people who understand and buy into the culture that they've already developed at Watch House and growing that in another store, whether it's close by or whether it's the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So in this episode, we're going to look at why having culture carriers, people who can take your culture and grow it somewhere else, are so important to our businesses and why that is a cornerstone, a fundamental element to the growth of a business generally. So we're going to get into this episode after we get back from thanking our sponsors.
Are you struggling to find enough hours in the day because staff admin is taking up far too much of your valuable and precious time? With a people management platform like RotaCloud, you can plan rotas, record staff attendance, manage annual leave all in one place, saving you time, money, and a lot of headaches. From annual leave to sickness, it's your one-stop shop for managing staff absence and time off requests. With RotaCloud, your employees clock in and out and record their breaks, which is then logged automatically into individual timesheets, ready for your approval and payroll export. Escape the admin and reclaim your workday with RotaCloud. Start your free 30-day free trial at thecafehustle.com/RotaCloud because you've got better things to do than type data into spreadsheets.
So it's no secret that I put a lot of emphasis on the importance of getting your culture right in your business. It's the foundation of what you build everything else on top of. And there's a famous quote that says, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." And that's very true, because without having that culture to be that foundation, we can't execute effectively on any strategy we have. And it's certainly something I will always advise anyone I work with, is to focus heavily on developing a very deliberate development, I must add, of your culture, because your culture develops whether you want it to or not. And it's really important that we emphasize that point. You could create a culture without doing anything through inaction. A culture will develop, and it won't necessarily be the right culture to fit your brand, to fit your goals, and it works against you in the long run. So I always say, always put your culture before growth, and this episode will really expand on why you should do that. And fundamentally, it starts off with the fact that you need your people. You need the people that are in the business working hard to create what we are looking for from a leadership point of view. So without having that culture there, let me just take you back a step and give you an example. The amount of times I hear that people can't get the staff, people don't want to work, etc. The reality is, in the most part, that the problem isn't necessarily the staff. It's not that you can't find the staff. It's not that the staff aren't of high enough caliber or quality. A lot of times it's a fact that the culture that you've created in a business, or they have created in a business, isn't drawing out the energy from these people. It isn't inspiring them. And this is like, we have to develop really focused development of our culture and make sure that everything is in line with that. And I know a lot of businesses don't always put that much weight onto culture, but the reality is, if you don't do that, reaching the goals, reaching the successes that you are aiming to reach is much harder by doing. And it's really, more often than not, the culture that holds a business back. It's not that you can't, or the opportunities weren't there. It's not that economic situation wasn't quite right. The reality is that the culture that you've created and the buy-in or lack of with your team isn't there to deliver the goals and the strategy that you've planned out. So really, a lot of my courses, certainly the one-on-one coaching, it really focuses down on how we can be intentional about that culture and start making steps towards changing maybe a bad culture. And there's a few things that you have to do there around changing people's behaviors. But there's a huge focus on vision and purpose underpinned by culture. And I will tell you why, and we've touched on it briefly, but if your goal was to expand very similar to Roland and Watch House are trying to do, and you develop a strategy to reach that goal, it is the culture that drives the action, that keeps people motivated and inspired to work towards it. It drives that business performance, has a massive impact on customer experience as well. Don't forget, it's not only the internal element, there's a big impact on your customer coming into your coffee shop or your restaurant or your hotel. They pick up on that culture. They see the interaction. They see the happiness of the staff. And really, it has so much of a impact that than most people really give credit to. And certainly, if you were to work with me one-on-one, as the first thing we'd be looking at, we'd be looking at your values, we'd be looking at your vision. We're looking at the behaviors that underpin those values and how we can cascade that down through an organization from your senior leadership team all the way down to individual departments and what it means to those people. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. Used by more than 4,000 businesses, Road to Cloud saves managers time spent on admin, helps businesses save on labor costs, and makes life easier for your staff. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud. Get a branded mobile ordering app with Espressly to meet your customers' expectations for on-the-go ordering. Espressly integrates seamlessly with brands like Square to provide a seamless digital extension of your physical location. Now, at the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, we are so proud to be supported by Espressly, who are all about supporting the coffee shop community. Enjoy the same high-quality mobile ordering experience as big-budget operators and chains. Visit thecafehustle.com/Espressly for more information. So, moving to the concept or the idea of culture carriers. Now, if I'm going to bring you to an analogy that I've brought up a couple of times, and I know there's different philosophies when it comes to this. A lot of people think that we can replicate identically a culture from one location to another, but the reality is we have to accept there are nuances. So if you've got, say, 3 or 4 different locations, you're going to see slight changes in the culture and how things operate between one site and another. That's just the dynamics of having different people involved in different styles of operation, and then you've got to take into account that each individual site has a different way of. But I like to think of culture in the same way that you think of a mother dough, say for a sourdough starter, for example. So really, if you were to, and taking the analogy, or sorry, the philosophy of building a culture from scratch using the same foundational elements that you use to create your first site, you are running the risk of not being able to replicate it close enough to make such a significant difference. So it's like starting again. You're not going to get that same mix of the right people in there. There's not going to be enough of the right type of ingredients to create the right culture. So similarly, as you do with a sourdough, you could take some of that from the mother dough and to create a new starter, to create that and essentially another mother of the dough, that you're taking enough of that first culture into somewhere else. You're adding new ingredients, so there's going to be a slight difference, some variation, but largely you are going to have the same right ingredients going into starting this second location. And certainly when it comes to growing your hospitality business or growing any business, you need to have culture carriers similar to what Roland talked about, who can go from your primary site into the new site and start to implement that culture, start to at least drive it in the direction that you have established in your primary sites. So in the same way, we need to make sure that we have the right people who are prepared to do this. Now, this isn't something that you get 6 months out from starting a new site. You go, yes, we need to have someone. This is something you need to have lined up well in advance, even of the idea of growing a business. You need people who are so bought in to your vision, to your purpose, to that culture that you've already established. You need the big supporters of that who are able to go to these other sites to start the process of developing the same culture in another location. It's not as simple as just passing on some written policies. That doesn't always work. You need someone there who's passionate, who's going to drive this move to creating what your business has become. When it comes to the likes of cult, your competitors can copy your menu, they can copy the drinks you offer, they can copy your decor, they can copy everything of your business. Nothing about your business physically is unique, but what is unique and what is a lot harder to copy and to compete against is a really strong, effective culture. And this is why there's so much weight on it. And this is, again, I mentioned earlier on in the episode that it affects your guests. And that is that interaction between your guests and your people and your culture is what really attracts someone to keep coming back again and again. They enjoy that interaction. And you can't create that without having your culture. And that's why it's so important, as Roland was talking about, is to replicate the culture as closely as possible by using culture carriers. Again, this is about nurturing these people who are so supportive of what you're doing and reinforces why you need to have such a really strong purpose of that vision. That mission is so clear and is so inspirational to your people to allow you to create these people that are going to expand the business for you. You can't do it as a leader, because if you're relying on you as a culture to go to a new site, you're the one who drives the culture as maybe an owner or a senior leader. You go to a new site and you haven't got the foundation even, you know, at the primary site, you're going to lose that, the potency of your culture there as well. So this is all about not necessarily just planning ahead, but making sure you're putting the foundations in from a cultural point of view and being able to have the resilience when you start going to multiple sites or expanding from maybe 3 or 4 to more sites. You need to be able to have those first sites retaining that culture. I hope this has been helpful. It allows you to start to think about how you can identify potential culture carriers. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but I hope you can now try and think about how you can identify it at this point and start to nurture that. So if you do have that opportunity to scale or to grow, you have an idea of who your people will be to go to the new site and to implement your culture there and to drive its growth and to maintain it. Listen, thank you so much for joining me again. I know I just love the fact that we're helping so many people. Again, if you are able to leave a rating or a review for the podcast, or even just provide a testimonial to me, email me at andy@thecafehustle.com. I'm looking to find, to get these, a bunch of people who can get that benefit from what we do at the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. But again, I really appreciate you spending this time with me. I'm privileged, in fact, because there's so many podcasts out there. You are choosing to spend your precious time listening to us, and I hope you're getting value of it, and I really, really appreciate your support. Anyway, until our next episode, thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to welcoming you back on our next episode of the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. You can plan and share rotas, record annual leave, generate payroll reports, and more anytime, anywhere. Start your 30-day free trial today by heading over to thecafehustle.com/RoadToCloud.